This year's census count could result in the loss of federal mass transit money for Green Bay and Fox City's bus systems. Chris Phelps directs the Green Bay system. He says Green Bay will most likely surpass the critical number of 200,000 people, at which it will lose federal operating assistance.
Transit, current federal regulations state at 200,000, you're a big city. You're no different than New York City, you're no different than Chicago, you're no different than Denver, you're no different than L.A. And I think when you look at Chicago and you look at Green Bay, they're two different cities.
Green Bay could lose at least $500,000 of its operating budget, maybe as much as $2.5 million when state money is figured in. And Phelps says it's an issue other cities like Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse will have to deal with in the coming years because state money is tied to how much a community gets federally.
What's going to happen is, since we lose our ability to use federal operating assistance, that means those cities are going to receive less state money. They may get more federal money after the pie is divvied up, but they're going to really receive less state money. What that means is there's a collective drop in our tier.
The meeting in De Pere on Tuesday will address what riders want in terms of service. Also, it will introduce options to fill the hole left by the absence of federal dollars. One option is the creation of regional transit authorities, which needs approval from state legislators. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.